Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Ari Melber, and this is an exclusive for our podcast listeners. We haven't done this on TV, but we're doing it right now. I'm joined by Nick Ackerman and Maya Wiley, two people I think you know if you're listening to our podcast. Thanks for coming on, you guys.
That was great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
I wanted to run through a few more things here as a year-ender, as we think back on what has been quite a year. To both of you first, when you look at the Mueller probe, so much happened. What's going to matter? What do you think will be in the history books?
I think what's really going to matter are the fact that you've got three cooperating witnesses that Mueller has turned that are going to be testifying. You've got Michael Cohen, you've got Rick Gates, and you've got Michael Flynn. All of these people are very close to the Trump orbit and are going to have a lot to say over the next coming year. And I think their testimony is basically going to fill in two aspects of the Mueller probe, which have already come out. One is the conspiracy that was charged against the 13 Russian intelligence operatives for breaking into the Democratic National Committee, stealing documents and emails, and essentially putting those out there, releasing and staging the release of those documents. And then you've got the second conspiracy, which has to do with the use of social media to suppress the Hillary Clinton vote during the 2016 election. So I think what Mueller has done is he's set up two big canvases. He's set up three major cooperating witnesses, and you're going to see a lot of other people who are going to testify as well, that are going to fill in the blanks on both of those conspiracies over the next year.
Maya?
I agree with Nick. I'll add some detail because I think Michael Flynn, who has been sort of the quiet person for the year, right, until year's end because of the sentencing and the blow up because his lawyers made a strategic mistake.
Quiet, but legally stupid.
Right.
Legally stupid, but extremely important, I think, to Nick's point around the conspiracy, because, you know, what Flynn was, first of all, paid by RT, Russia Today, which is considered literally a foreign agent by the State Department. RT was connected with the meeting at Julian Assange's at the Ecuador in London at the Ecuadorian consulate on August 2nd, which was the same day that Roger Stone then had the information about more emails being forthcoming. I mean, Flynn was also briefly on the payroll of the Virginia subsidiary of Cambridge Analytica. And what we have to remember is that Cambridge Analytica, which had Facebook data, of course, and was hired by the Trump campaign, also shows that some of those Cambridge Analytica data that they got from Facebook was accessed in St. Petersburg. Mm. And so I think the point of the year in the news cycle is that there's so many of these details are so critically important, but it's hard to keep them all in one frame when there's so much information coming
right.
all
and
at once.
Both of you
is
are
much
hitting,
more central.
Both of you are hitting the fact that it's the cooperation around the conspiracy, which is partially charged, and that wider effort to really potentially steal an election, which is different from a lot of the other noise we've had, which is important to many various ways, but may not be important to history the same way. All right, that's all the serious stuff. Let's roll our sleeves up a little bit here. I've gotten to know both of you a little bit through the process of doing this show, where I say on the show, and I think some of the listeners, are really grateful for the contributions you guys provide. What has been interesting or surprising or fun even, hopefully have some fun when we're here, about doing this, about stepping out in this way, because I'll say my view and you give yours for our listeners. You guys are not quote-unquote pundit people. Both of you have quite an impressive record career, a legal service, public service. And now at this moment in history, you're on TV a heck of a lot for, I think, the reasons of what's going on. So what has that transition been like that for you? Maya, are you getting stopped downtown New York? Walk us through that, because I think some of our listeners here at the end of the year are curious about how the year's been for you off camera.
Well, I mean, I will start with saying it's a privilege because it really does feel to a large degree like a public service, frankly, in these historic times to try to be just some of the people and to be amongst many really smart people trying to shed more light, more information, kind of help folks understand the deep, deep complexity of what's going on, but also how relevant and important it is. But what's really fun about it is that my kids respect me more because I get stopped on the street and people like Vince Staples follow me on
Twitter. You're talking about the rapper Vince Staples.
I'm talking
and
about
you're
the rapper
kids.
Vince Staples.
So there you were. You were advising the mayor of New York City. That's not nothing.
Don't care.
They didn't care about
they
that.
They don't care.
But now?
I mean, they liked him. They thought he was a nice guy.
I got you. But now your
they
kids are
They never wanted
safe.
To go to Gracie after going once. Because
to Gracie
they were like,
Mansion.
Kind of boring. No.
I thought
big
that's
screen TV.
Gracie Mansion, that's where I always think, well, that's where Batman goes when it's a big meeting. So they, what do they say? What do your kids say now?
Oh, my God. So Vince Staples, after our show, right, mm-hmm. and I quoted him 6,500 degrees up in the White House. And I don't know where you disappeared on me, Ari. I just remember that. I was like, oh, my God. But the way I found out Vince Staples, like, shouted me out on Twitter was because my 15-year-old saw it on her Twitter feed and ran to me and said, Mom!
How about,
and then
how
I
about
tried
Cher,
to meet you and you were up in the mountains.
Well, how about Cher posting that you're a queen?
Okay, that sent me to another level.
Cher,
right,
Nick.
Big time,
it was
boy.
Cher. And that was very humbling, to
right.
say the least.
Well, I think about that because we talk, as I think people who are listening know, we talk about a lot of things on the show. We talk about news and politics and law. We also talk about music and culture. And for those of us who are really into music, it's a funny and exciting thing to be doing your thing that hopefully you're good at and find that someone who's into their thing, Cher is the ultimate queen,
oh, yes.
Is loving Maya Wiley.
And, yeah, so, again, that took me to another level with my teenage daughters, and that's not a small thing. But I want to make one point because it really has meant a lot to me this year is, you know, there's when you're on social media, there's so much nastiness
sure.
from like literal threats to harassment to just ugliness.
To people and, just saying Nick Ackerman's bald.
Right.
Like,
yeah, I mean, that I
that.
Resent right off the bat.
But I have to say, I have not had that experience by and large. By and large,
great.
It has been kindness. And the best thing about walking down the street now is strangers say, Maya, and then they hug me. And it's really wonderful.
Well,
and
look, Nick, I'm
going
to take
thing.
I'm going to take the question to you, Nick, with a 50 Cent lyric. Which is, he once bragged, because, you know, he's
right.
happy with himself. He said, I know you like my style, but how much do you like my style? And I'm wondering, when you're walking around, because you're active in New York, people know you as a lawyer, as I mentioned, do you find people are liking your style, lawyers or everyone, more than they used to?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, the last time... Most definitely. Yeah, no question. Because before this whole experience... The only other time I've appeared on national TV was when I was 6 years old dancing with Pinky Lee in a show from Burbank, California.
Okay.
So this has been a whole new experience.
What do lawyers say to you?
Basically, everyone's very supportive, and they like what I've been doing, and they tell me to keep doing it. So, and I think what I've gotten the feedback is that they like the idea that I've sort of simplified some of this stuff and explained what's going on. Because
but you bring the receipts.
Right.
You come in with, oh, well, this is the exact law. This is the exact jury instruction. This is what it means, which I value. And I think some people watching can value that because it's like, oh, this is based on something. Let's learn a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's
saying,
really important.
He's saying you got swagger, Nick.
So final lightning round as we go. What are you looking forward to in 2019, Maya and then Nick?
I'm looking forward to after the coal gets dumped in Roger Stone's and Jerome Corsi's stockings, the knock on the door comes and their indictments get handed to them.
Yeah. Although they're innocent until proven guilty.
I said their indictments.
You said indictments.
That's right. That's a very...
I did not say conviction. That comes later.
Right. That may be the year after.
Nick, what about you?
Certainly, I'm looking for two big indictments coming up this year. I really think there's going to be the mirror image of what you saw with the Russians.
That's something we've talked about on the show
right.
and a little bit here on our exclusive podcast. Mueller showed there was a crime in 2016, in his view. He indicted on that. Those people haven't gotten a trial because most of them are basically fugitives abroad.
Right.
You're saying you're looking out 2019 for the American side of
American
that
American side of both conspiracies.
Yep.
Wow. Always a treat to talk to you. This has been an exclusive podcast extra on The Beat with Ari Melber. You can always find Maya, Nick, and myself, 6 p.m. Eastern on The Beat. You can rate. If you liked what you heard, you can always rate us 5 stars or whatever you think we deserve. And I wish everyone out there a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.